Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. And how was your church service yesterday? My. Words sometimes don't begin to describe what God's been doing here at Bible Baptist Church. 2 weeks ago, Brother Tony Smith and his wife here and raising over $10,000 given to for paper. Paper for what? To print Bibles on. About 7 rolls of paper, 800 Bibles per roll. That's over 5,000, around 5,600 Bibles that'll be printed and given out to folks free of charge on different areas of the world. Praise the Lord for that. And then yesterday, of course, was our 67th anniversary of Bible Baptist Church. 67 years of God's faithfulness and His goodness and His protection and His provision and just His blessing upon Bible Baptist Church. And what a great day of celebration we had. And God still speaking to hearts, saving souls, baptismal waters stirred, and just a great, great Lord's Day together, a great time of celebration. Now, hope it was that way where you were, and you were in your place at your church, and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and that God spoke to your heart as well yesterday. And we look forward now to another brand new week. If your Bible's nearby, I want you to pick up Luke 12 and then Revelation 14. I'm going to start in Revelation 14, and then I'll go to Luke 12, all right? Revelation 14, verse number 13. The Bible says, "I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." In Luke 12 is the parable of what we call the rich fool. In Luke 12, beginning in verse number 15, Jesus said, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, This will I do, I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God." This man is a fool because he left God out of his life. The Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And literally what he's saying is the fool has said in his heart, no God. No, there's not going to be any God in my life. So this man lived that way. He left God out of his life, out of his thoughts, out of his business, out of his years, and sadly, out of his soul. That's foolish. Because then he went into eternity without God. He's suffering in the agony and the torment of hell today. And you may say, well, preacher, I'll never do that. But so often our thoughts are only on ourselves. So often our business, or maybe our years, we're planning our future without asking God. We're making business decisions without consulting the Lord, or praying about problems at work, or certainly giving the Lord the first fruits of all our increase. Listen, I'm redeemed by the grace of God. I'm redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. I breathe His air. I walk on His earth. I drink His water. And yet I'm going to go through life without ever thinking about Him and living for Him? No, I'm not going to live that way. I'm not going to be a Christian who lives and dies and never knows what it is to lead a soul to Christ. I'm not going to be a Christian who lives and dies and never taught a Sunday school class. I'm not going to be a Christian who lives and dies and never works a bus route. I'm not going to be a Christian who lives and dies and never sings in the choir. I'm not going to be a Christian who lives and dies and never knows what it is to usher in a church service. Oh, listen, I'm not going to be a Christian who lives and dies and never serves Jesus Christ with my life. Somebody says, I'm saved. That's all that matters. Oh, for your eternity, possibly, but certainly not for time, and certainly not for this life. The Bible says, we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Let me ask you a question, my friend. Where are your good works as a Christian? You see, Jesus is looking. Bible says we're gathering together, that we're not to forsake the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. Okay? And we're exhorting one another unto love and good works. That's what Hebrews 10:24 tells us. So and that's why Revelation 14:13 talks about those who die in the Lord. Notice what it says. Their works do follow them. Their works do follow them. Let me give you some thoughts about that. Number one, what I do for Christ will be remembered. When I get to Mark chapter 2 and I see a paralyzed man who's being brought to Jesus, the Bible says he's born of four men. Four different men, each at a end of the stretcher, if you will, bringing their friend to Jesus. By the way, what were their names? Oh, we don't know. What kind of work did they do? We don't know. What kind of income did they make? We don't know. What kind of clothes could they wear? We don't know. What kind of retirement did they have? We don't know. What kind of home do they live in? We don't know. Well, how come we know about them? Because what they did was they got someone to Jesus. We're reading about them because they got their friend to Jesus. They are dead, but their works do follow them. In 2 Kings 5, there's a little maid who tells Naaman's wife that she knows there's a prophet in Israel who could cure him of his leprosy. What was that little girl's name? What color was her hair? How were her grades in school? Oh, we don't know any of that. But Naaman went and got cleansed with leprosy. And she, though she's dead, her works do follow her. That little boy who gave his lunch at the feeding of the 5,000. Where did he live? Who were his parents? What kind of boy was he? We don't know anything. We don't know his name. But we know what he did. He gave what he had to Jesus. His works do follow him. Peter, we know him, Peter is the apostle. We don't know Peter as the fisherman. We know John as the apostle. We don't know John as the fisherman. Their works do follow them. Oh, my friend, I remember hearing a testimony of a fellow years ago at a pastor's conference. He was a layman in a church, and he got up and gave a testimony. He said he was an executive at IBM. And he said, I realize that after 30 years, I'll be replaced and forgotten. And a new nameplate will go on the door as soon as I'm gone. And someone else will take that office. But he said, I realize that what I do for Christ will always be remembered. What I do for Christ will be remembered forever. And now that man, through those 30-some years, has had hundreds of thousands of boys and girls ride his bus. I think he's had over 10,000 saved. I think he's had hundreds called into the ministry. Face it. 30 years from now. 30 years from now, people aren't going to remember where you work. They're not going to remember you down at the shop. They're going to remember you at the plant. They're not going to remember you at the construction site. They're going to remember you down at the office. But every work you do for the Lord Jesus Christ is going to be remembered. Every soul you led to Christ, every person you helped along the way, every Sunday school class you taught, every child you picked up on a bus route, every child you taught in junior church, every baby you held in the nursery, your works will follow you. Oh, the devil loves to get us to spend our time doing that which does not matter for eternity. For some Christian men to rise up and say, my business is to serve God. For some women to rise up and say, my business is to serve God. For parents to say, our business is to serve God. For teenagers to say, our business is to serve God. Because what we do for Christ will be remembered. Number two, I must not judge others. Here's four men getting their friend to Jesus in Mark chapter 2. And you know what others did? Others criticized them. They were waiting in line. They were doing what they were told. They were doing what they... And the men said, we can't wait in line. Maybe too late. He may not have time to see him. That's why they got up on the roof and broke it up. When Peter tried to question Jesus about John, saying, what's he going to do? What about his future? What about his future? You know what he said? What is that to thee? Follow thou me. So when you see another Christian, you say, well, I don't think they ought to be doing that. Why don't you just mind your own business? Are you doing what you ought to be doing? When you run the race, we don't look at other racers. The Bible says when we run the race, we look unto Jesus, who's the author and finisher of our faith. So we don't judge others. Number three, we purpose in our heart to serve God. Daniel purposed in his heart not to defile himself with the king's meat and the king's drink. You know, why do we have to be determined in our heart or purposed in our heart to serve God? Because the devil's out to stop us. He'll put roadblocks in your way to get you discouraged or to get you to stumble and get you just to say, I'm not serving God anymore. My friends, I've been in this business a long time, 40 years this year as a pastor. And listen, I've seen people throw in the towel. And that's just what Satan wants. Remember what Jesus said, only that which is within can defile a man. So don't blame it on any outward circumstance. Well, I knew a pastor, he did this, or I knew a leader I look up to, and he did this, and or this happened, or that happened. Hey, that's going to happen. Sin is in this world. But it's only within. It's only you. It's up to you. It's up to me whether I'm going to quit or not, whether I'm going to continue to serve God. The old-time preacher said, run if you want to, run if you will, but I came here to stay. That it's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. It's a fight and not a game. So run if you want to, and run if you will, but I came here to stay. Oh, I like that. Get the job done. Be determined. How determined are you to make your life bring glory to God? How determined are you that your life will be honoring to God? What would you think of a fellow on a baseball team who doesn't show up for practice or come to the meetings and misses games? In fact, he doesn't even associate with the team. In fact, he associates with the other teams. And you talk, I would look at him and say, well, you don't want to be on this team very badly. You see, when you're on the team, it means games. It means practices. It means meetings. It means being with other guys on your team. And listen, my friend, when you became a Christian, you got on the team. And it's time you put something onto the team. It's time you came to the practices and came to the meetings and you did something for God with your life. Get in the game, my friend. Get in the game. Their works do follow them. Their works do follow them. What's following you? What's following you? Are you determined to keep serving God? Three things to remember. What I do for Christ is going to be remembered. Number two, I must not judge others. Why? I'm keeping my eyes on Jesus. And number three, I'm purposing in my heart to serve God. Because I know, according to the Revelation 14, verse 13, my works do follow me. And I want my works to bring honor and glory to God. Well, I hope that'll encourage you today. Let's live our lives for the Lord today. Let's make it count. We don't know how many days we'll have, but we know we have today. And so let's make it count for the Lord Jesus. All right? Oh, I hope you have a great Monday. I look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow. And I want to talk tomorrow from Psalm 34 about help for the brokenhearted. Maybe you know somebody who's just brokenhearted over a situation or over a relationship, whatever the case may be. Maybe encourage them to tune in to our broadcast tomorrow and listen to help for the brokenhearted. All right. Well, have a wonderful Monday, everybody. I sure appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio. Pray for you, and we like to share any blessings or prayer requests with you. Just contact us. Listen to Bob give the information here at the end of the broadcast. Well, until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone. Because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.